Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about land flipping expectations. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Plum Investment Group. Guys, do you have a property that you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys, and just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor, go check out their website at www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
Hello.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Sorry I got wrapped up. I had a purchase and sales agreement coming I was looking at.
It's like Every time we go from one show to the next, zoom in on the phone.
I know. It's busy right now. I told you. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I went into the office when I got home from the gym at 9:30. And I came out at 5 o'clock and had dinner with the kids from 5 to 5:15, and then came out again at 7, watched TV with them until they went to bed at 7:30, and then was back in the office till almost 9:30 last night.
That is a busy day.
It's not a day that I like, but it was what it was.
Why?
Plethora of reasons.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I could say it was, we had a couple consulting calls that went, we had one that went an hour and 45 minutes, had another one that went an hour and 20 minutes, and another one that went an hour and 30 minutes. The good thing is, though, out of those, this is the good thing. One of the guys ended up getting an 80-acre property in Washington that is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. So two consultant clients ended up going to make money off this one. So one sold it wholesale. He wanted to move it. He didn't have the funds to close on it. And the other one is heavily invested in that area. He's probably got 7 or 8 properties in that same county, so he knows that they've got their team on the ground up there in place, the photographers, everybody. So it was just a no-brainer to get them two lined up. And guy makes money at closing, other guy's going to sell it and make pretty good money too.
Nice.
Yep. So that was one of them. Another one, guy read the book. I like it when they read the book and they call me. Mm-hmm. And then they tell me about the couple $1,000 they made off of $200 investment.
Oh, nice.
It's a little bit of coffee money for that month. He spent his coffee money and his McDonald's money and sold it and made a couple grand.
That's awesome.
I like that.
Yeah, I do like to hear that.
And then other one was some clients that they listened to us. They actually went through a couple other courses. They went through the Jack Bosch course first, and then they're now members of Land Academy because they felt that we provided them enough belief that this really is. And they stepped up and we just had one of those days when you get in the zone with somebody and, you know, they had a list of questions they wanted to go through. And I told them, hey, it's your first consulting call with me. We're going to get through them and get you some actionable steps. And we're going to get your next one is right before I'm going out of town so we can have them launched and ready to go for their first blind offer campaign. Mm-hmm. So really, I'm not complaining about it. Just a little, back me up a little bit.
Yeah, I got in this business to not have those days.
I know.
But, you know, it's different though when you're doing something like consulting calls in your own business, like there's a hint of like fun there because it's own business.
Yeah,
man, if you didn't make me do that in the corporate world,
I did that. I mean, that's where I was at for the corporate world for so many years. And, you know, today I got wrapped up. So kind of the same thing, got into the office about 10, put the headphones on. They actually didn't have any consulting calls today, which was nice. Not because I don't like doing consulting calls, but I had some stuff I need to catch up, was able to get some properties listed, some purchase and sales agreements done on both ends, some term contracts done, and get everything kind of cleaned up and ready for me going out of town. But, you know, it was just a good catch-up day, and I was able to get cut loose. You know, I walked out at 3:30, got dressed, and then came to meet with you so we could record. So it wasn't too bad a day. I don't have anything really pending, but the phone keeps blowing up. I had a house come in while we're sitting here for an assignment deal that somebody wants to see if we want. So I'll send it to one of my buyers because he buys in that area. And then I had a purchase and sales agreement come back from a person that we didn't know if it would go through or not on a multifamily property in Tennessee.
Hmm. Speaking of houses, didn't House Academy just come out?
It should have on their 1,000th show.
Nice.
Yeah. Should be to the general public.
Nice.
That'll be nice for everybody. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be one of the shows that they had the other day was on the Land Academy podcast was was it like land, why house investors won't talk land with land investors or something like that? It had to do with the difference in the personality type between a house investor and a land investor.
Okay.
Or maybe that was with a blog. It was one of the forms of media. We get so much media from mm-hmm. everywhere that it's like, I kind of forget.
Yeah.
It's like that with emails too.
Yeah. I used to be one of those people like never forgot anything. And now I just feel like my head is so full of stuff. I can't remember anything. It's like, I got to do this mind dump every morning and put things on a list just to make room for other things.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like I was looking for somebody's email address earlier and my phone has 5 emails on it, but Plum's not hooked into the 5 emails. And so I have to go to a different app for that one. So I'm like, okay, this is their name. Crap, I spelled it wrong. Because they have a very peculiar way to spell their normal name. So it's like, call it Patrick, but it's P-H-A-T-R-K. You know, so versus, and that's not it. But I'm just saying it's kind of the similar vernacular of that. And I'm like, I don't know how to spell this. So to get them lined up on some stuff. Yeah. But
so land expectation, or expectations in your land flipping business.
Yeah.
Let's get to that.
Man, I'm seeing it firsthand. You know, we had Jen come in, and I kind of tell this story quite a bit in consulting with new people that are just getting into the land investing businesses, that this is not like, if you think that you're going to get paid in less than 30 days on your first land deal, very few do.
Yeah. Yeah, very few.
And I'm like, I sit back and I'm like, do you really think it's that easy? Like, is it just like this ATM slot machine? That, I mean, because that just devalues everything that we've had to learn over the last 3+ years.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, because sometimes it's sold to us as, it's just, well, not just land, but like business in general, mm-hmm. you know, it's just sold to us as, this is it. You go buy the land cheap, or you go buy something cheap, what, no matter what it was, and you just turn around and you resell it, you know, within a week, and then you're rich.
Well, and that's what we said last week, Monday, on our podcast was, you know, buy it, sell it for more. Buy it cheap, sell it for more. That's simple, but we're not telling you that it happens today mm-hmm. in most cases.
Yeah. Well, especially because, oh, sorry, I meant to cut you off. But,
go ahead.
But when you think about, first you got to find a county,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to get the, then you got to mail that county,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to get closed on property. Mm-hmm. And if you're going through title like you do, I mean, you're 45 days. Or,
before you even got it in your hand.
Yeah.
And then you got to list it.
Yeah.
And then you got to close the title on the back end.
Yeah.
And then usually title will close it, and then they jack around getting you your money. And there's always a delay.
Yeah. I mean, that's to be expected, though, really, because this is a business. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you start your business, you know, whatever today is, and you think that you're going to have this thriving, super busy, crazy business in the next couple of months, well, you're just wrong. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I felt like we just punched somebody's, like, baby. Like, it's like, or popped their bubble. Like, it's like, oh, I just took this course and I went to this big live event and I'm like, I'm hoorahed up and I'm like hero ready and I'm going to be this rich land investor and I'm going to be Lambos and jets. No, you're going to wait for 6 months before you get your first check and you will see every bit of dollar amount that you have probably go out, plus you're borrowed some from somebody else because you have this blind faith that it's going to work and then it starts coming back.
Yeah, I don't want to take away from anybody who's like just got out of coaching. They're all amped up because that's definitely the kind of...
You need it.
You need that.
Got to ride the wave, baby. Mm-hmm. Ride the wave.
Especially because you may grow slow your first year
mm-hmm.
And you got to stay motivated to keep going,
yep.
right? Because 1 year into it, if you're not rich, are you going to keep going?
Yeah.
Most people aren't.
No, you're right. And that's what do they say? Is suckers born every day?
Well, that's true.
And that's why you see so many people just the turnover, the constant mm-hmm. churn in this industry. You know, I'm like, I can think back 6 months ago and people I saw that were super active on a lot of Facebook pages, I don't see them on there anymore.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely been times when I'm doing this, you know, we're past the 3-year mark now. But if I didn't have like you doing the same thing, I think about that because we're kind of probably in this lucky slot where we have both do the same thing and mm-hmm. we can like keep each other motivated. But, you know. There's definitely times where it's not easy and things are moving slow and you just mm-hmm. want to get out or you think about getting out.
Is it even worth your time?
Yeah.
Is it like something you want to do? What keeps me motivated in that is the equity built. So I think Mark Cuban said it about Trump. He was like, you know, he's a real estate investor. He can say he's worth whatever he's want because it's all equity, you know? And I was talking to a guy the other day and he goes, equity don't pay the bills. And I was like, no, you can't eat lunch with equity. So you have to move the property.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that last show, market dictates that. So the market really dictates what your net worth is. But, you know, as a feel good, aha, you know, we always assign a value to it. Oh, I bought it for 10. It's worth $55,000. Well, I made $45,000 for my net worth. If I do that 20 times, I'm a millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah, I never pay attention to that.
That's what keeps me motivated. It's
yeah.
my tick.
That's yeah, that's good. That's your thing. Yeah, that's good. Mine is probably the fear of like, if I let this go, then what else do I got?
Yep. You got me, bro. You got me.
Well, you gonna pay my bills? Because
no, actually, okay. I'm not gonna do that. All right. You're cute, but you ain't that cute.
So that's kind of like the thing too. Is like, you know, I've never wanted to do anything besides real estate, really. Yep. And then I'm on such a great trajectory right now. And if things got tough and I just quit, then shit, it's over.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The cool thing about this is that you're and if you take it this perspective, you are learning a skill. And I had a conversation with somebody. He's owned a couple businesses, he said. He actually did an in-person consulting with me. And he said, you know, I've ran a couple businesses. He goes, but, you know, I'm in it to do this. And he goes, but I see the trajectory y'all talk about and things like that. He goes, I understand it's going to go slow. But I was like, and my comment to him was, you're learning a skill right now. Mm-hmm. No matter what, if you went bust today, we the chances of us losing on the 29 deals we probably you have in inventory, the 25 or 29 deals I have in inventory, 30 deals, if we lost on every one of those, we could still pick up and start again tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I think about that too. The people that were, so like land investors in general, when the last market crash, they still knew what to do.
Yep.
They might not have been able to sell what they had at the prices that they were getting, but mm-hmm. hopefully they bought it cheap enough and you still have that skill of knowing how to buy low, selling
yeah.
high, maybe just not as high anymore.
Yeah, and I heard one of the greats, I'm not going to throw his business out there, but I call him the godfather of land investing. He said there was times in the crash where he had to sell it. Sometimes he sold a little bit of a loss, but he got his money back. Or he sold just over what he paid for it, but he got his money back so they could eat at that time. And look at them now. They're blowing it out. I mean, it's just, it's there. It's simple. But your expectation for you to have an ATM just paying you or the slot machine or the lottery just winning is not real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to say that too about cash flow also because, you know, I'm a huge note guy, right? And mm-hmm. so say you build it up to, let's just say $10,000 a month.
Yep.
In my experience so far, it's not always that you're going to get your full 100% nope. every month, right?
Nope.
And so you got to keep that in mind too, right? So like, oh, I'm making $10,000 a month in cash flow. Well, you got $10,000 worth of a month worth of property, mm-hmm. but that ATM and you got to keep building it and keep going and don't let those things frustrate you to stop you.
Yeah. To derail you from the end goal.
Right.
You know, put your head down, understand as a process, give it 18 months, put yourself on an 18 month, put yourself on a 2-year timeline mm-hmm. that you're just going to keep doing the basics, buy for low, sell for high, make a profit, turn it back, make a profit, turn it back, keep moving forward and see where you're at. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guarantee you're going to be there. I think I said it was a couple weeks ago on Finance Friday, was that make the turn 3 times. If you turn that $10,000 into 30, that 30 goes into 90 the next turn. The next turn, 90 times 3 is what?
270.
270. So now, realistically, you have $250,000 in cash that you started with 10. To do that, if we hit everything right, I do my mailer. I do that in weekend. I send the mail out. Takes 15 days. I close. It takes 30. So I'm 60 days, give or take, before I've listed because I'm waiting on a damn drone pilot or whoever to get there and do it. We sell it in 60, 30 days to close. I'm 180 days on that first round. So to get to that third turn is 18 months, realistically.
Makes sense to me.
It's just math.
It's that hard part, though, staying motivated. That's why you got to have like podcasts like ours and other yeah. people's, you know, keep you going because I'm a education junkie, you know.
You're a podcast junkie. Like he's like, hey, have you heard this podcast? And I'm like, what's that?
What else am I gonna do? You know, I mean, it helps. I feel like it helps our podcast by listening to other people's too. And you know, there's some great stuff out there.
There's some really smart people.
Yeah.
We're just two dudes that buy land for cheaper than we sell it for.
Yeah, actually starting a podcast was the worst thing I ever did for listening to podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like in my life, because like it was the same with CrossFit. Like I loved CrossFit and being like crazy CrossFit train all the time. Uh-huh. Then I became a coach and then I stopped working out. You know, it's like things get in the way. But luckily through the podcast and the podcast, I have to keep the land business going at full throttle. Uh-huh. So I know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to be that person that just has like a podcast, you know, putting out this education on the podcast and whatnot and uh-huh. just have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. That's something we've not been about, yeah. You know, and that's been a sticking point, and we've made that very vocal throughout the 73 today, 73, 74. We've said that several times. that's not what we're about. Our land business isn't our private funding, and our other projects, they all feed back into what the content we want to share with the people, because chances are, and I forget about this, and I remember we had an aha moment. It was probably about a year into the land investing business, maybe 8 months, 9 months, but I was full time and we were sitting there talking to somebody about something, and I think I just spouted it off, and you looked at me, you're like, dang, that was pretty good. And I was like, whoa, we actually figured this thing out. You know, like, you forget how much you're retaining and how much you're learning, because we are extremely active in this.
Mm-hmm. Which is great.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, at this point, I couldn't imagine doing anything else. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the land business,
uh-huh.
but even like being full time, like full throttle, you know, it's a half day thing, right?
So let's add more. Let's add a podcast. Right. Let's add some private funding.
The podcast, and I don't know about the private funding, but the podcast takes up more time than anything.
Mine's private funding stuff. Like that's where I'm at. If I work on my land business 2.5 hours a day, I'm lucky.
Yeah, and that's getting smaller as I, you know, bring on people to do work.
Yeah.
You know, and then it turns into like a management thing, which...
And I'm the polar opposite. Like, I don't really have anybody to manage. It's just me, babe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I've got stuff in place, but, yeah. You know, it's really not... I don't do a volume that I need to have a big team.
Right. And I'm not talking a big team, but, you know, you bring on a VA to do this, and you got to make sure they're doing it. And then when you hire that VA, you're no longer doing it.
Yep. No, you're right. You're right. I like it. I think the expectation... So for the newer person that just found us, or the person that's trying to get it kickstarted again, the person that... It's kind of frustrated because it's month 4 and they really hadn't seen that big check, and their wife's kind of looking at them like, what the heck's going on? Or the husband's looking at you, babe, you're going to have to do something. Stick with it. Mm-hmm. Keep moving forward. Understand it takes some time. The market's going to dictate. It's going to drive some sales. Get the first couple profits. Even if they're not home runs, get the base hit and keep moving forward. Keep turning that money.
Mm-hmm. And pay attention to what's going on too, you know, learning.
Yep.
Keep learning, keep growing, keep moving. We'll be here with you. And
see you next week.
We'll see you next week. And in between now and next week, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow, and then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
We'll see you.